We're joined by the media star. He was rookie of the year, sophomore of the year, junior of the year, and he's a television star. His podcasts are terrific. He writes all the time on CSN Bay Area, and that's our good friend Alex Pavlovich. How are you?
That rookie year was a long time ago.
But you were. You were the best. Come on.
This is year six. That was a long time ago, but
yeah,
thank you.
This is this is my 20th year of talking baseball.
I'll catch you.
How about that? Pretty good. I'm very proud of it. I really am. And it's all, you know, I started it, you know, in 1998. So it's a milestone for me. So I'm glad to have you here and talk a little ball with you. Eduardo Nunez, what happened?
Just a sore shoulder. One of those spring things that he said if today was a regular game, he'd be playing third, but, you know, there's no reason to push it here in February with another month to go. So I think it was something maybe during his off-season workouts or when he got here, he started to ramp it up and just felt just a little bit of tightness. So you're going to be careful with a guy who has to make that throw.
He is in the lineup, though, today.
DHing, right?
Yeah. So they didn't pull him out of the lineup.
No, he can hit. It's just his throwing
shoulder.
He can
hit. Take a drink.
He can hit.
That's the Marty Lurie drinking
game. Happy Saturday, everybody.
All right. Then, of course, we have Will Smith, who had the MRI on Monday night, and they've shut him down a little bit. What about that?
Yeah, that one to me is I don't want to say concerning, but you got to pay more attention to that one because it is a pitcher. It's his pitching elbow inflammation. So he had an MRI, came back clean. That's all good news. But the schedule they have him on, I mean, what we heard was around March 20th back in a game, and they think they can get six outings and then get him ready for opening day. But I think you're at a point with him where they're not that concerned, but it also is kind of a timetable where if anything happens, if anything sets him back by 2 or 3 days, then opening day might be in doubt. But again, it's a long season, so if somebody has to miss...
It's a long season.
Is that another one?
It's another one.
If somebody has to miss 2 or 3 days at the beginning, it's not a huge deal, but obviously he's a very important part of that bullpen.
Well, the one thing about Alex Pavlovich with us of CSN Bay Area, the one thing about him, I mean, this is February 25th. Now, he had the MRI on Monday, so that would be on the 20th. And you're talking about being out a month. That's not an insignificant amount of time for somebody.
No, but, you know, this time of year when you haven't thrown, you kind of go back to square one, and it's you play catch from 60 feet, and then you play from 90 feet, and then you make 20 throws and 40 throws, and then you get on a bullpen mound and do it two more times. And all these things happen like every other day. So it is one of those things where when you're coming off the offseason, it takes a little bit longer. We saw that with Matt Cain last year. I mean, You have the cyst, and all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, when can I just play catch? And then it's 3 or 4 steps before you even get to facing a hitter. So It'll take some time for him to get back up to speed.
All right. That's talking about Will Smith. Now let's talk about Matt Cain. He does pitch today. Larry Bear was on with us earlier. And talking, you know, you and I, Andy and Henry and Chris, we talk a lot. You know, we have a lot of time to talk on the bench there before things happen. And I kind of get your reaction. I kind of get the feeling that Matt Cain has got to show something, that no one's going to hand him the fifth spot, that he's got to show something. I think there's some concern about him. Now, everyone hopes, you know, if you're a Giant fan, you hope that he pitches well and, you know, he comes back to some form. But I'll tell you something. I don't want to say thin ice, but it's not so simple for Matt Cain.
Yeah, I actually feel the opposite. I think.
Thank you very much.
It's hard down here to show anything because it's Arizona, and he's going to be facing a lineup today of Schwarber and Javi Baez are the only real Cubs in that lineup. So
how about Chris Dominguez?
Yeah, we know Chris, but it is a bunch of prospects, a lot of guys who are trying to show something on the other side, and it's hard when you're a veteran, somebody who's not going to be throwing 98 to. You come out here, you try to set guys up, and a kid swings at the first pitch. So it is always very difficult. We've seen over and over again guys who are parts of the rotation have an ERA down here in the nines or in the teens or higher. So I think he has to show he's healthy. I think he has to prove that he can have a consistent arm slot, that he can throw strikes. But I think in terms of results, if you're looking for Matt to go out there and have a 2.3 ERA this spring and win that job, that's just not the case. It's a matter of being healthy. It's a matter of looking somewhat normal on the mound. But other than that, I mean, you really have to have somebody come in there and blow you away to have a change there. I mean, just the fact is he's the clear frontrunner for that job.
All right, Alex with us talking a little bit about Matt Cain and that fifth spot, Tyler Beattie and Ty Block have been the names.
Don't forget Quentin Blackburn after yesterday,
too. Didn't he pitch great?
He did, and I think, you know, sometimes we forget about these guys when you have a rough year, but still a young guy, still not saying he's ahead of those guys, but every year we see 9 or 10 starters, so it is important. It's a lot of what you get down here. I mean, is who's the next guy up?
Chris Marrero was the last guy up yesterday, and he crushed one, a 3-run homer. He's 28 years old, first-round pick of the Nationals. He's in camp. The Giants called his agent within 5 minutes of his being a 6-year free agent last year in the Red Sox organization. What's your take on Chris Marrero? It was exciting yesterday to see him whack one out of here.
Look, that's a guy whose name has come up over and over again going back to the winter meetings, just when you talk to Giants people, when you talk to scouts. In terms of being a guy that they think just needed a change of scenery and just needed a shot, and maybe somebody who can help him here. And he's behind bigger names. We have Morse, Ruggiano. I mean, you look at the roster, there are bigger names out there. Obviously, we even know Williamson and Parker fighting for that job. But the Giants have a history of finding those guys and pulling those guys out of AAA. They do an incredible job, whether, you know, Bobby and Jeremy Shelley and John Barr and Dick Tidrow, all those guys. They have a history of finding these guys who we don't really know. I mean, I always remember Gregor Blanco, the best example. Similar guy, AAA. They love the profile there. And they brought two or three of them in this year, not just Marrero, but Wynn Bernard is somebody who's like that too.
Yeah.
And I think their history says that they do a pretty good job, and at some point we're going to see one of these guys in the big leagues. I don't know what the role is going to be, but I do think we're going to, if Marrero stays here, I think we'll see him at some point, because it is a profile that plays at this level, a power-hitting left fielder and first baseman, hits from the right side. I mean, that is kind of something they've been looking for.
We will see Ruggiano in here today, and I had a chance to talk with him. I'll try to get him on maybe tomorrow. But he's a very intense, serious man.
He is.
And he can hit lefties really well. But this is a man who's, I think, about 34. And he realizes he's coming back from an injury. But he is at that age where he can come off the bench. He knows who he is. I think he's got a shot to make the team.
Oh, I absolutely do. I think he is a good example of that same profile that they're looking for. I don't think there's any doubt when you look at who they brought in this year. I mean, not just Morse and Ruggiano and Marrero, but Aaron Hill coming in now. I think there's no doubt they're looking for, you know, you look at Hundley coming in as the backup. They're looking for right-handed hitters off the bench who can put one out of the ballpark in the late innings. What we saw yesterday, we didn't see a single time last year.
No.
So that's what they're looking for. And all these guys, Ruggiano, I think, is one of the better examples in Major League Baseball of that kind of hitter, a bench guy, a bench outfielder. The fact that he can play center field, too, is going to be tremendous for him.
Gorkys Hernandez, great defender, great arm. Does he have the bat to make it through a whole season?
We'll find out. I don't know. But I think, again, that's kind of a weak spot in this organization right now. Not necessarily at a starting level, but they don't really have that. I mean, last year you could look at that roster and go, well, you have Span. If you need him, Angel Pagan can move back over to center field. Not ideal, obviously, but he can play center. Gregor Blanco can always play a great center field at AT&T Park. So they don't really have that right now behind Span, and I think that gives Gorkys certainly a huge leg up over everybody else this spring in trying to make the roster. It'll help Ruggiano. I think looking down the line, it'll help kids like Steven Duggar, who's somebody who is known for his glove. They need those guys who can play center field. Bernard, the same way. So it's kind of an extra check mark for all those guys.
Well, Gorkys Hernandez is a good defender. It reminds me a little bit of, what was his name again, the infielder who ended up in Minnesota?
Adrianza.
Oh, Adrianza, that's right. Alex and I go back and forth.
Your fans need somebody.
I know.
There's no doubt if Gorkys starts and goes 0 for 4, you're going to get calls
right
about him.
Yeah, you'll be on the Gorkys Hernandez Island.
I'll be right there.
Right. Which you do
Avery
the island.
Island still exists.
You do it's the just, island. It's just you need a new person on the
you
island.
Just
you're
have
all
to
alone
follow
now.
Follow Minnesota beat writers
that's
now,
right.
as I do.
All right. Great to have you with us. You know, there's something beautiful about spring training. Roberta's here. We've got Beer Can here producing the show. John Miller's here. I don't know. There's just something special. Isn't it about Scottsdale? Isn't it just being here?
It's fun. This is just a fun place. I tell people all the time, just if you can, I know it's gotten to be like Disneyland prices where it's $400 to bring one kid out here for a day, but it's a fun place to come and certainly something where you can get much closer to the game than you can otherwise. And look, we have great weather right now. It's a little colder than expected, but it's been fun being out here.
Doing a podcast? But what's your latest podcast?
Yeah, then? Michael Morris. I honestly think the Michael Morris one was the best one I've done because Mike can tell
a story.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks for plugging that. So far, since we got down here, Tyler Beatty, Derek Law, Josh Osich, and Mike Morris, with a bunch more coming, two a week. So
very
Giants
good.
Insider Podcast.
All right, appreciate having you on. You have your spot on Sunday morning following the professor. And Raf is always ready to wake you up and get you
well,
on the show.
The good news is for you is as I get further away from my rookie year, I don't go out as much on Saturday
good,
nights. So
very good.
You'll have an easier time this year reaching me.
Very
I
good.
Think.
We love you on Sunday morning. All right, Alex, thanks so much. Have
thanks,
a good
Marty.
Day, and we'll see you later in the week.
All right.
All right, that's Alex Pavlich, CSN Bay Area. The podcasts are terrific, and we love seeing him on TV and his reports. And he's part of our show, and I really like that. All right, break coming up, and we have Extra Bags, Andy Bagley, hopefully next. And get you ready for baseball here, right here on the Sports Leader.